eels are misunderstood. They're slimy and they look like snakes, so it's hard for some people to stomach the thought of eating one. But as WAMU's Esther Chamakili tells us, eel season is ramping up at one D.C. restaurant where the chef serves eels caught right here in local waters.
Just off Kent Island in the Chesapeake Bay, waterman Troy Wilkins sets out on his fishing boat, the Misty Tango. One by one, he reels in the two-foot-long cylindrical eel pots that have been soaking for a couple of days.
Woohoo!
This pot is almost full. Roughly a dozen greenish-brown eels are writhing around inside. Some are big, about 4 or 5 pounds. Others are much smaller. Despite appearances, eels are fish. They breathe through gills and move using 2 long fins, one down their back, another along their bellies. The most common species found in the Chesapeake is American eel. Wilkins is one of a couple dozen Maryland watermen fishing for the elusive yet abundant creature on a regular basis. He says fishing for eels takes patience and some know-how.
Take the clam, for instance. He cannot swim. So, you know, that's pretty easy to catch. But an eel can swim, and he might be in 2 foot of water today, and the next day you might have to go all the way in 30 foot of water.
Eels live in rivers and tributaries around Maryland and Virginia. Wilkins says they were once used as bait. Now they're a delicacy amongst foodies. Sushi lovers know eel more famously as unagi, and the fish is very popular in Asia. But eel isn't found that often on seafood menus around the DMV. Most of Wilkins' eel catch goes to buyers outside Maryland. Occasionally, though, he gets a call from Kelly Barnes.
I'll say, Troy, I need some eels from you this week. And Troy says, sure, Kelly, whatever you need.
Barnes runs Dock to Dish, a restaurant-supported fishery program in the Washington region. It allows chefs to trace the fish they get back to the dock they came from. The Salt Line in D.C. is where diners can sometimes see Troy Wilkins' eels on the menu. Chef Kyle Bailey is the man behind the eel madness.
First of all, it's like, they're available, and I want that because I don't see them anywhere else in town, and I would love to be the restaurant that has something that nobody else has.
Bailey says eel is a versatile fish. He compares it to chicken. Eel is flavorful enough to stand on its own, but works well with marinades. It can be grilled, broiled, fried, and baked. But it's hard to get timid diners to try new things. Bailey says he likes using eel in the fall. He eases customers into it by using it in dishes they're familiar with.
We thought about classic veal dishes and inserted eel into that. And we came up with an eel cacciatore. That just sounds very playful and fun and comfortable and safe and homey, right?
Bailey says customers literally ate this up. Some have even come back and asked for it again. Bailey shows me another eel dish, a light summery entree featuring grilled eel over a bed of couscous and fava beans. Bailey gets the grill nice and hot and takes 2 6-inch eel fillets doused in Mediterranean marinade and lays them on the fire.
So that outer part that is under the skin, it shrinks when
it pulls in.
As soon as the eel hits the hot grill, the skin shrinks, causing the fillet to curl slightly. It's done in about 5 minutes. The finished product is tender and smoky with a light herby flavor. If your taste buds aren't watering, they should be. Bailey says whenever eel is on the menu, customers have lots of questions for the wait staff.
Eels? Oh my God. Where are they from? It's like, they're from 15 miles away, man.
And he says the one thing that surprises customers more than finding out eels come from local waters is realizing how much they enjoy eating them. For WAMU, I'm Esther Chamakili.